Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
It's time for Local Focus here on the Q, Hendersonville's community radio station. This morning, we have back with us Jim Montgomery to talk about the MS Walk coming up here this weekend. Jim, we had you with us last year right around this time, didn't we?
It was about this time, yes, Mark.
So, Jim, you got a message to share with us before we talk about the importance of this walk coming up this weekend.
I do, Mark. First of all, I'd like to thank you and WTZQ for inviting me in here and talk about our MS Walk coming up this Sunday in Fletcher, and also talking a little bit about multiple sclerosis.
So tell me a little bit about multiple sclerosis. Things have changed since last year, right?
It has, Mark. Things have changed since we spoke last. Unfortunately, multiple sclerosis affects more than 5 million people now, Mark. 5 million people around the world, up from 2.3 million when last time we spoke last year.
So last year, this time, 2.3 million, and now we're up to 5 million.
We're up to 5 million, Mark.
Wow.
And also in the United States, there's more than 1 million people with multiple sclerosis. In the U.S., 8,000 to 10,000 are children or adolescents, which means that is one out of 750 people in the United States have multiple sclerosis. The other part, Mark, is that MS is not a reportable disease, which means the government does not require physicians to inform any central database which they may make a diagnosis. Without this, physicians and the information of the central database when they make the diagnosis, without this kind of centralized reporting system, there is no way to count how many people really have multiple sclerosis.
So we're going to talk about what we can do personally to help with helping the multiple sclerosis issue. But let me ask you, Jim. You suffer from MS,
yes,
right?
I do.
What ultimately can be done if one does get multiple sclerosis? What treatments are available? What can you do?
There are treatments out there, Mark, but we need money for research and funding for multiple sclerosis, which creates the world of us being MS free.
So what's it going to take for this to become a reportable disease?
There are many things, Mark, but one of them is this weekend in Fletcher, April 15th at 1 o'clock. We have our annual walk MS. What I'm asking for is to come out and walk in the Fletcher Walk with us to create a world free of multiple sclerosis.
So this is not just a walk, though. This is you make a whole day of this thing. This is a big fair, right?
We do. We have wellness. We have over 30 booths that we put together full of there are some doctors there, physical therapists there, wellness. There's also food trucks so you can eat and drink and have
absolutely
a fun time there. And even still, Mark, like to say, too, if you can't make it out and you can't walk, you sure can bring by a check for a donation.
Well, and let's talk about donations too. Let's talk about last year's walk, because this is amazing to me. Last year's walk, you told me off mic, you raised $45,000.
We did. That's a strong number, Mark. But we're looking to go over this year at $50,000 plus this year for the walk.
So how do we do that? How does the money get raised for the walk? You register for the walk.
You
of
register
course.
For the walk. You can also walk-ins are welcome. You can come right in and register.
That's what I wanted to ask, because the walk is coming up this coming Sunday.
Yes.
So you still have slots available for people.
Many slots.
And you can just show up and register.
Yes,
right?
It is also a rain or shine event.
Sure, absolutely. So it's this coming Sunday at Fletcher Community Park from 1 to 5 p.m. The walk starts at 2, though, right?
Yes.
All right. So food from local vendors. We also want to say a big thanks to sponsors who helped make this happen as well. Two guys. Pizza and Ribs,
of course. Peace, Love, and Pizza.
Alley Cat subs and sandwiches.
Yeah.
Flat Rock Room and Olive and Twist.
Yeah, those guys have stepped up big time to help make this happen.
I'm very happy for them to sponsor Team Jim and the National Multiple Sclerosis Society.
Team Jim.
Yes.
I love it. That's an awesome team.
Thank you.
Team Jim. That's you, of course. And, of course, you've got your wellness fair. There's going to be free health screenings. You've got a raffle going on as well, dollar raffle that people can get.
There is a dollar raffle that's taken off very well. And please come early and look at the items and place your dollar. And the drawing will be at 4 o'clock.
Drawing will be at 4 o'clock at the time. Okay, so lots of things to do, lots of fun to have, lots of food to partake in. It's at Fletcher Community Park. Of course, that's on Howard Gap Road in Fletcher. Tell me what this is. This is how we, if we want to register now beforehand.
You can register at walkms.org and go under Fletcher for Fletcher Walk this coming Sunday.
Okay. Or if Sunday you just kind of get up and you go, you know
area,
what?
You just want to come in and register.
I want to walk. I want to help raise some money for
come on, you
for
can also trip. Bring your dogs, too. It's a dog-friendly park.
Fantastic.
And it's a flat pay park, and we're going to have a fun time. We're going to raise lots of money for multiple sclerosis.
Jim, let me ask you one more thing.
Sure.
Just from your personal experience. When one is diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, what happens next?
Well, it's a lot happens. Number one, you have the doctors involved with it, and you have to be medicated. You should be on medicine, in my opinion. It's a lifestyle difference of it's family and staying positive, Mark, and positively means a lot to do with multiple sclerosis and just staying busy.
Well, if being positive is something that helps with multiple sclerosis, then you're doing just fine.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Because you are one positive guy.
Thank you.
And
Mark.
I love it. And I love the energy you bring, and especially the energy you bring to this MS walk.
And again, I sure do appreciate you and WTZQ letting me in here and talking a little bit about the walk. And come on out and have a fun time.
Jim, we are glad to support it. Once again, let's remind folks, it's this coming Sunday. It's at Fletcher Community Park. It is a rain or shine event. It goes from 1 to 5 p.m. The walk starts at 2 p.m. So get on over there around 1 o'clock, register, get out there and walk. Enjoy the wellness fair. Enjoy great food from great local vendors. Again, we want to say a big thanks to our sponsors, Two Guys Pizza and Ribs, Alley Cat Deli, the Flat Rock Wood Room, and Oliver Twist. Jim, again, thank you so much. Good luck. Let's see if we can't raise more than $45,000 this coming Sunday.
Thank you very much, Mark. And I'll see you before. Hopefully see you before then.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you so much. Jim Montgomery here. And again, reminding you folks to join the MS Walk this coming Sunday at Fletcher Community Park from 1 to 5 p.m. Get out there. Let's see if we can't beat that $45,000 that they raised last year. All right, let's get out and do something good this weekend. And that's something great you can do this coming Sunday.